This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Rise Guys Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Good morning, I'm Paging with you. And we begin with this, a discussion on Stephen King. And one of my favorite movies is The Shining.
I want to see his new one, The Monkey. Comes out next week.
Oh, yeah.
Looks scary as hell. People die in it. There's blood.
In a Stephen King movie.
There's blood, folks. There's blood everywhere.
There will be.
But I think it makes it's the scary part is because it's a thriller first, generally. And it makes you think, like, is it too obvious? His characters? Probably not. So he wrote a new version of Hansel and Gretel.
See, like, I figured he would have to go to some maybe public domain stories because all the content stuff he's written over the years, I feel like he kind of pigeonholed himself into a corner. Like, he has to write about this stuff.
It's kind of like M. Night Shyamalan. He can't just do a regular movie. There's got to be some kind of swerve ending to it.
Did you watch Trapped? That was good.
Yes. Yes.
That was a great movie.
That was really good.
But like Stephen King, the stuff he throws out is the stuff they make shows out of.
But really, like, I mean, like, his you know, record is obviously huge. I mean, his body of work. But, like, what's the last big one?
For him?
Yeah. Like, I think, like, he's made these little tiny independent films, and he's done books, but they haven't been bestsellers.
It, I guess, would it be It? The remakes?
Yeah.
Before that, well, they remade Pet Sematary again, but he had a lot of TV movies.
But is that his adaptation, or is that somebody using his book as that? I don't think he writes movies.
I think his books are better than his movies.
Yeah,
His writing is so good.
I don't think he's a screenwriter.
I don't think. But, I mean, that's going to be real difficult to read something and then, I mean, it's what a script is, but you're going to read it and say, okay, I'm going to reimagine this in movie form.
And I think...
That's strange.
Am I
like
right?
If you took this show as a musical... A while ago would have been penis mold, you're gonna get it for Valentine's Day.
That's what sucks about the script. Yes. You gotta write the direction and all that.
Yeah. Well, I think in his writing it's a lot of metaphor and simile and like The Stand, it reflects on society and how people act. So it makes you think. Like
all goes back to the same principle of good and evil.
Yeah. Or, you know, just things that you heard through life and like you said, good and evil.
I like a movie where the good and evil is teetering back and forth. Like, you don't know. No. Not like, I don't like the Joker stuff where, and it's really weird. There's this big thing about what heroes used to be in this world. And I know it's all fictional, but we're making the villain, it's causing us to be sympathetic for the villain.
Yes.
And it makes sense. But it's like, you know why there's so many bad people out there? Because y'all are bad people. You're making bad
Everybody
people.
Everybody has a little badness in them. And it's not the obvious character that becomes bad. The book that I started reading that didn't finish it because I just bought the
Bible.
I got the sample. Now I read that.
What's the last book?
I don't remember the title of it, but it was Stephen King, and it was about...
I thought with the last sentence of the Bible.
Stop. It was about...
The last sentence is the end.
It was
about... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it was about these school teachers in this town that were kidnapping people, and they would hold them in this, like, dungeon-esque sort of situation, and this one woman went to... She disappeared. So that's where I ended with this book, but it looked like it would be a very good movie. Yeah. I need to finish it.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to buy it.
Well, you're sitting in the Walden Books reading?
No, I have it on my, you know, my Kindle thing, you know. I'm a nerd. I read a lot.
You know what women like to read are serial murder, serial rapist.
Recipes.
Both.
Cookbooks.
Like absolutely violent books.
Oh, yeah. I mean, very much.
I can't tell you why. I find it interesting to see how bad people can be. I don't understand that because I don't like to watch slasher films I don't like to see people suffer. But it doesn't bother me to watch something about a serial killer, which people have suffered from. But I don't want to see it graphically done.
I don't know why.
Does that make sense to you? It doesn't make any sense. I don't want to watch it. I want to solve the pieces of why somebody would be so evil.
It's the maternal instinct kicking in of I feel for this situation. I feel for this person. It's like why women write letters to men on death row versus the opposite not happening quite as much.
Oh, that's just trying to fix somebody. Like, oh, he's not
that's
that
exactly
bad.
It.
He's not that
but
bad.
But y'all love a mystery like no other. Look at Agatha Christie. Look at...
Oh, yeah.
Look at...
Because you want to know who did it.
Damn Murder, She Wrote Lady. Angela Lansbury.
Oh, my mom loved that yeah. show. Definitely.
Look at Rest Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I feel like obvious. you want to be on the cusp of that danger. Like,
yes.
If like I go over there and give you a noogie right now, I think it really gets you going. Like or if I just punch you in the forehead.
What about a swirly?
If I know you're safe and you're a good person, the sick person in me is not going to be attracted to you. But
God.
If you're going to drive fast and maybe kill me, hell yeah. What is wrong with me?
Throwing it out
what
there.
What is wrong with me?
Daddy issues.
Yeah, serious daddy issues. Look who my dad was. I mean.
Yeah.
Paige, she could be real fun for the right person. I mean, she's got a lot going on up here.
I had some daddy issues, but I let my subscription pass. You should get daddy monthly.
Daddy. Oh,
wow. I'm riding a naked gun four today.
I don't think it's so much daddy issues in my situation. I don't know.
You want to be taken care of. Not that you don't have to work, but you want a...
It's not what I really... I don't know. I don't seek it out. Like, because I dated someone who was very well off.
Like
very
down there.
Put together,
well hung.
Had a great job, but I don't want to be in a situation where I don't have my own thing going on, and I have to ask for money and
after
permission, and I don't want to be taken care of.
You want to, like, I don't know. You have this longing for like, not that you don't. You're not an independent woman. You don't need no man. I know, but like, there's a want and a longing there.
I would be surprised if somebody would say, "Yeah, I got you. I'll do this for you." I'd be like, "Whoa, okay, thank you."
You know what blew my mind? I had a female tell me once that she has mommy issues. I'm like, what does that mean?
Mommy issues?
Yeah, that she had them. Like, do you want to be a lesbian now? Like, what does that
dad
mean?
Dad in the picture?
Yeah.
Oh.
Good relationship, but
maybe the
mom
was
wasn't.
Abusive or something.
Like, I don't know if she was around, but like, I couldn't figure out. I couldn't reconcile what that meant. Like what is that?
I kind of have issues from both my parents, but I mean, I love them very much, but they just had their own things going on at different times. You know, my dad was a gunnery sergeant, very just broken from the war.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't come back the same person. And
oh, yeah, those stories, man.
It's just horrible, horrible what happened to him. But, you know, he was a 20-year man. He stayed in the military after what happened and seeing all that.
Yeah. Which war was he in?
Vietnam.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. Vietnam stories, man. Just, God. The experimental stuff they were doing over mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he flew helicopters and went in. I mean,
did a Vietnamese hooker ever get him with the razor gimmick?
I don't know. He would never tell me that kind of stuff. He never talked about it, you know, because I was a child. Right. He wouldn't sit us down and go, kids.
Just the half white kids that are over there now is like a huge population.
Let me tell you what the jungle was like. He didn't really.
It's a big surfing destination, which is very odd to me.
Yeah.
He never said.
Let's go surf Vietnam.
It's supposed to be a beautiful country now.
I know, but like that's what we do. We go bomb the hell out of places, and then we build it up nicer than our own.
Wait, you see the Gaza Strip? What's going to look like? I mean, you thought Atlantic City was nice.
And then my mom.
We're going to put a Trump hotel there.
We're going to make it big.
Oh, that's yours. You said that yesterday.
And then my mom. I can see why you have mommy issues because my mom was absolutely stunningly beautiful, and I was never that person. I was.
Oh God.
That is true. Look, she's spitting truth.
You know what? You're ugly, Paige. You're
I'm just. I never was the beauty queen. I never was the beauty queen.
I'm going to sit on your face.
You old goat. Not greatest of all time.
She does everything perfectly. The house was decorated perfectly. Everything that she did was perfect. But
Paige, you would find a man if you were not such a stupid bitch.
Yeah. Could you do me a favor, Matt? Shave her ass and teach her to walk backwards? Thank you.
My ass doesn't look like hers.
I smacked her on both sides when she came out.
But you know what I'm saying? That's where
we just mess it. I know.
You know what this really is, Paige? It's not a pepper necklace. There's a steak on it. I'm going to put it around your neck so the dog can play with you.
Stop. You're so weird. It's Happy Valentine's Day.
That was
loser.
A good headline, you dumb bitch.
My God, stop.
He's roasting you now.
That's the best.
You're a slut, a slob, and a bitch.
I'd like to go get like tore up drunk with Paige and just sit there and cackle.
And how many
all
times
night.
Have you? I mean, we can do it again if you want to.
Right, well, I meant drunk this time. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We still got birthdays. We still got suckets. We got Fat Boy who's going to confess his love. All kinds of things are coming up.
Oh, yeah.
It's more Rise Guys. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Many of these sent in by P1s anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
Oh, and the stupid.
Facebook fussing. All right, here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Beth is Fat Boy. Playing the role of A.J. Simpson is Paige. Playing the role of, is it Donacy or Donussy?
Donussy.
Donussy. Donussy.
Donussy.
Like donuts?
It's like donut, but you take the T off and you replace it with the S-S-Y.
Yeah, Google image search it if you don't believe me.
Donussy. I would not do that if you're at work. It's Fat Boy. And playing the role of Big Clint in all caps is Matt Man.
Oh, you Big Clint.
And
action.
Oh, boys, your girl is single. So question is, who's going to be my little stupid cupid and take me out for Valentine Day?
Question. Bro, you still drunk? WTF, Valentine Day?
Shut up. This keyboard sucks. Whatever. Actually, I think there's a piece of popcorn chicken in here between the B and the V's.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. That's going to help you get a date. Not.
Well, if we're making our cases, I'd like to point out that I'm the only one who actually made a reservation at a fancy restaurant 2 months ago, so clearly I planned ahead.
That's cute. Real cute. But Beth needs excitement, not just a pre-planned dinner. She needs adventure. Spontaneity.
Oh, really, AJ Simpson? What's your grand plan?
Let me get back to you.
Translation? Nothing. That's his damn plan.
Exactly. Well, that's no fun. You boys need help.
You know what? You're all pathetic. Let's be honest here. Y'all don't need fancy restaurants or someone trying to impress you with grand gestures. You need someone who can just maybe hang out, be real, and not turn Valentine's Day into some kind of ridiculous competition. And also, somebody who can throw that damn hammer. Ah, yeah, that's definitely me.
Oh, please. Last time your ass got some ass, the internet still made dial-up sound.
That's actually true.
Hey, I'm selective. Unlike you clowns who are practically on here begging for that bang.
Okay, boys. Let me get this straight. AJ thinks I need adventure. Big Clint thinks planning is the way to my heart. And, well, nobody thinks I need to get laid? LOL.
Nailed it.
Pretty much.
I'd say that pretty much sums it up.
And not one of you thought just to ask me what I actually want?
All right, so what the hell do you want?
Why the hell do you get to ask? You ain't spearheading this whole thing.
I know what the hell she wants. She wants to get drilled like a piece of sheetrock. She wants her shoes hung on her headboard with her feet still in them. You know what I'm getting at?
Well, not exactly, but hey, that don't sound half bad.
So, again I say, what the hell do you want?
Oh, I want a quiet night, a good book, and no one fighting over me, so happy Valentine's Day, boys.
Don't SE posts a comment after 2 hours of inactivity from Beth. So what's up? Is that it? You just ain't gonna talk to us anymore?
Wow. What a way to be a bitch.
Seriously, that's what I'm saying.
I just wasn't expecting that.
Y'all, you do know she has a boyfriend, right?
Well, I don't see him in here threatening to beat our asses real good, so who the hell knows?
Yeah, I guess she's got a boyfriend, but hell, she cheats on him more than a dumb F on a math test.
Well, I'm a trainer, and I can say, judging by the looks of her, the only thing she cheats on is her damn diet.
Oh, insane. Big Clint bringing it.
Here we go. Scene two. Playing the role of shy T Lips. Like Shy Smith, who used to play for the Gamecocks, is Matt Mann. Playing the role of the narrator, the incomparable Paige. Playing the role of Rhonda Acuna Jr. Nice. Is Fatboy. Playing the role of Aaron Juggs is Paige. And playing the role of Mike Rabzargon. Mike Rabzargon is also Matt Mann. And action!
Shy T Lips, post a picture of Hillary Clinton dressed as a witch with the following caption.
Now, have any of you other ladies over there had a hex put on you? Reason I say is because my daughter daddy, oh Lord, I have been on and off for a while now. Anyway, apparently for the last 11 years, he's also had a sugar murmur. Who is a certified witch, I have to add, and also, I don't know, has been putting spells on us and everything. She's even sacrificed aminals.
Oh, I would get out of there, Shy Teen Lips. Bitch sounds cray-cray in the membrane. Hashtag insane in the brain.
She's gone now. Just don't know how long, though, you know, how to fight back to.
I don't believe it. Yeah, I don't believe in that crap. It's all in your head. Shy T Lips, post ghost and skull emojis.
Well, Aaron Juggs, I've lost a job. I had my bird finger taken off my right hand. Not a medical reason or anything like that. No, the tulip ring was a little too tight. Doctor didn't tell me. I lost a finger. Weeks later, my favorite aunt died. That's right. Aunt Living Good. She gone to be with Jesus. Oh, maybe the devil. Aunt Living Good. And then, of course, she died. And then so did... Oh, Lord. I don't even know how to say this. So did Bob Uecker. What a coincidence. Hell no. Hell no. I think not.
First, sorry about your loss or losses. Also, who is Bob Uecker?
Who is Bob Uecker? Listen to this MF up here. Bob Uecker. He played ball, okay? He was an actor. He was the daddy on Mr. Belvedere.
Oh. You mean Bob Uecker.
Oh, okay. Bob Uecker. Oh, God. Won't you kiss my ass, Aaron Juggs? Acting like you the LAPD of grandma.
Hey, I didn't mean it bad. Again, sorry for your losses. But what does the actor Bob Uecker have to do with you, Shy T-Lips?
Well, he was only my favorite damned actor of all time. Like I said, he was marvelous as the daddy on Mr. Belvedere. Let's see, he was in that baseball movie Wild Thing where he's always going just a little bit outside. I love that. He was cute. A true friend would know that, tags Rhonda. Ronald knew that, didn't you, girl? Yeah, just a little bit outside.
I want you to quit calling me Ronald.
Oh, sorry. Rhonda Acuna Jr. Eye roll emoji.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I knew this because we BBW BFF since day one-ish. And your number two actor used to be Tom Skerritt.
That's right. That's right. Forever till I go back in this earth.
Shy T Lips, don't let this witch lady get inside your head. It's like when your parents keep telling you what screwed you up, you are. And then you screw up. Suggestions. Ignore her and don't let it hold free rein in your head.
Well, Aaron Juggs, I just found out that this was happening today, smart peach emoji.
Well, I say again, don't mess with this. I believe we are surrounded by spirits and forces, and I'm dead serious, guys. I still believe in Santa Claus somewhat, and I'm 47 somewhat.
Hey, guys, it's me, Mike Rabzargon. Shite Lips. She's not a witch. She's, she just wanted you to think that, and I told you that, you know, I sent her packing, and, well, now she's mad.
See, Shy, it's crap. Just a head game.
Right. Like, we had a bad run of luck or whatever, you know. Not everything's going to go smoothly all the time, and that doesn't mean that someone or some energy's directing that.
7 minutes go by with no response.
Hey! Shy Lips, you aight?
You know, maybe she's ignoring you. Mike Rabs are gone, and paying attention to the spirits. Don't go into the light, Caroline.
Ba, 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 ba.
Oh.
That one didn't work.
Shy Lips, please tell Ronald to stop it. Shy Lips.
You know, next MF will call me Ronald. My name is Rhonda. Rhonda. Acuna Jr.
Hey guys, it's me, Mike Rabzargon again. We need to maybe send a wellness check, maybe.
Oh my freaking Lord. My power done blink. My screen froze up and wouldn't move. I told you I needed help. Somebody door dashed me some sage to burn up in this mava.
Insane.
Oh my God.
My power blinked.
My power blinked, my screen froze and wouldn't move. I told you I needed some help. Someone door-dashed me some sage to burn up in this mafia. Like Phil of Clemson Tigers. We're not all trained actors like Paige.
Oh, wow. Well.
No one in Hollywood can do a hung man like her.
She can't.
Verbally,
they can't.
I mean. And I don't mean like that. I mean like...
I was,
sound like one.
I was waiting for the Shy T Lips if it was going to run together.
I was watching. I was like oh Paige, remember, it's S-H-I. First name is Shy. Middle name starts with T and last name Lips with two P's.
Last name Lips.
No relations to Mike Rabzargon.
Oh, boy.
And I'll tell you this.
Oh, God.
What you just heard was real.
Ish.
We had some liberties with some of it. Definitely changed the names. We always do that to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the Ulafala. Or the stupid.
Nice little necklaces.
Thank you.
Pepper necklace.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fuss Sin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Put it down.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, boy, it's got to suck to have a birthday on Valentine's Day. Celebrities, happy birthday. Or...
Suck it. Somebody surprised you how many have Valentine's on birthdays today.
How many people have Valentine's on birthdays today?
Uh-oh. Yeah, wow, that's kind of redundant.
Like, we got a couple athletes on here.
Oh, yeah?
Let's start with one of them.
Jordan Love?
No, I like doing... Oh,
wouldn't that be
God.
Fun?
How cool would that have been?
That'd be fun. Kevin Hart?
Let's do this trivia style. He's a Washington State Cougar. Went on to play for the New England Patriots. He ruptured his spleen in a game.
He looked like he would be really dumb. No.
Not so much now. But he kind of wally-pipped himself. Or somebody else did because he got his so hard.
Never got Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, it is Drew Bledsoe's
Good job.
Birthday.
Thanks.
He was on the Tom Brady Rose.
The Wally Pipp thing actually is what gave it to me.
Yep. Old Drew. Worked out for him, though.
Yeah.
How old do you say this guy is?
I'm going to say Drew is 51.
50.
53.
Oh, we both
years are. Old. I heard Drew Bledsoe was a real good dude.
What a name.
Oh, yeah?
I like that name.
When Drew Bledsoe?
Uh-huh.
When I was in Boston, I went to a kind of off-the-beat Italian restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and I was asking the old family that runs it about the pictures on the wall. They said, Drew Bledsoe is one of the nicest people that's ever came in there.
Huh.
And he frequented the, whatever that word is.
Was the food good?
Oh, yeah. God, it was good.
Sounds good.
Oh, I got music for this guy.
I have some Boston Italian food, huh?
Hell, you doing?
I know how to cook in Boston.
Try the lasagna.
Give me lasagna. You ought to get to your chicken parm. The what?
Chicken parm.
In the yard.
Some Dunkin'.
The vanilla nut taps.
Right.
So?
Tap, tap, tap.
It's not It's not Paul's birthday.
Oh, I haven't been listening.
It's not Mr. Cook's birthday. There's only two more guesses.
I don't know who this is.
This is Matchbox 20.
Brad Arnold?
Yeah.
No. RT are the initials.
Oh, that's Three Doors Down.
RT.
Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas's birthday. Now, the boss is only two doors down.
Yeah.
He's sure. Nice.
Yeah.
Actually, two doors down from here is the men's restroom.
No, it actually is. Yeah. That way.
So, is that where his office is?
Might be today.
If we go that way, he's right there. I'll go whatever Paige says. She knows.
Oh, I don't know. The only thing I know about
rich
him
white
is
men
he
really
hit
well.
It on. He hit on a friend of mine.
Oh, did
here
he?
In Greenville when he
was he
here.
Charged?
No, well, she should feel nice, very nice guy.
Oh, I see.
She should feel honored.
Yeah, his wife is beautiful. Let's see. I'd say 56. I don't
55.
Know.
Same day, same year as Drew Bledsoe. 53 for Rob Thomas.
Wow.
I was surprised at this gentleman's birthday.
Brad Arnold cross-eyed?
I think they're a little far apart.
Okay.
I don't know.
I just Googled to say, God, that guy's name is Brad Arnold. And I just looked at the eyes, and I'm like, I'm over here, Buster. All right.
You know this gentleman from movies like all the Mission Impossible movies, or the last three. He was also in Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead.
Oh.
His initials are SP. He was also Scotty in Star Trek. That's for you, Looper. Star Trek.
Shaun somebody.
Shaun of the Dead was the movie.
Oh, okay. Is that why I was thinking that?
SP.
His last name is the root word for your favorite body part.
And his last name starts with what letter?
P. Talk about Simon Pegg.
Oh, there he
is. Your favorite rest area activity.
Oh, okay.
How old's old Pegger?
Man, I almost said something so foul. I'm so proud of myself.
You're trying to talk
at
8 o'clock hour, are you?
No, 7 o'clock hour is the worst for me.
Simon pituitary gland.
Simon Pegg is 60 today. It's a big one. No, 59. Almost a big one.
70?
Man, this is the jam. 55 for Simon Pegg. I thought he was a little younger.
Only 15 years off, Paige.
I'm good at this.
I
can't even pinch it.
Give us a point if we get within 5 years today.
Okay.
It's Friday.
We'll give you half.
Bad for Valentine's
This
Day.
Quarterback went to 4 straight Super Bowls and lost them all.
Oh, man.
His nephew played at Clemson for a little bit. Then he transferred to Old Mississippi.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is his last name a shade of green?
I believe it is.
Jim Kelly.
It is Jim Kelly's birthday.
Okay. Talking about Aaron Kelly.
He is cancer-free as far as I know now.
God bless.
I tell you what, if that... I hear that when people say that, and it makes me feel good, but just the patterns and the trends of that, like, it comes back.
Yeah,
I
would hate to label myself that if... It's like an addict says they're always an addict. I would always feel like you always have cancer.
Or you're like, and I know why I feel that way, and it's understandable why I feel that way, but I've also known people that were not so close to me. It's like, hey, man, how's your dad? Well, you recovered. He doesn't have it anymore. And then like 3 years later, he'd be gone. And
that makes
like,
me sad.
It's such a Band-Aid on the reality. Fat Boy's shedding tears now. You're just pretending to. It's one of those awful things. But if it keeps him around longer, I mean, that's great too. But
I know it's not the most positive approach, but you know.
Yeah. How old?
How old's Jim Kelly?
Jim Kelly, let's see, he did some USFL time though first. That's going to mess me up. 60.
59.
Jim Kelly is 65 years old.
Whoa.
Today.
We just need to stop this because we're bad today.
Great Buffalo.
I've got one, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I can never remember Herschel Walker because he was USFL as well.
Somebody else. Did Marino almost do? I think Marino
almost played for
it.
Clemson. No, that was
Jim. He should have.
Yeah.
They're going to let him play baseball. Well, he's half of the one of the most famous magic duos of all time.
Hall & Oates.
Nope. Not Hall & Ass either. Take you 2 trips, it says here. He is half of Penn & Teller, but which half?
Oh.
Sean Penn.
It is
Penn & Teller. Penn Jillette.
We're going to do a magic trick where I disappear to Hades.
No way! That's dude. Gnarly!
Dude.
It is Teller's birthday. Teller.
What does he look like? Is he the tall one?
He's no, short that's, one. That's Penn Jillette.
He's I don't quiet know. One. I get them all wrong.
Tell him. As Bernie Sanders would say, tell him.
70.
71.
Teller is 77 years old.
God.
This gentleman, I grew up watching him on CBS Sports for the NFL. He would go on to do entertainment news, but his career got derailed when he was called on some voicemails, leaving some nasty voicemails for an ex.
He says, you're so hot.
God.
You're so hot right now.
Oh, give me the initials. Gosh. Here we go.
Is he in trouble now?
P.O.B.
Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien's birthday.
Oh, my yes. goodness.
I don't know what he does now.
I don't either. He did not recover the way like Marv Albert recovered.
Yes!
And Marv Albert, though, was paying whores to do all these awful things to him. But it was all consensual. Like, he paid me $500 to step on his balls wearing stilettos.
Okay. Marv was kind of forced out because he was slipping up a lot.
But he wasn't immediately, though. Mm-mm. Whereas...
Oh, he had a career after that, for sure.
Pat O'Brien, God, I have not... I
mean, so hot right now.
Jeez.
He's quarterback the Jets. That was Ken O, not Pat O'Brien.
I want to kiss you. That was Joe Namath.
So hot right now.
I'm going to go 70 again. It won't be right.
Sure, sounds good.
He's a little older than I thought he was. Pat O'Brien is 77 years old. You want to guess everybody's favorite former New York City mayor / billionaire? Michael Bloomberg?
Nope.
That's his own channel.
Paige, I'm good.
You want to take a stab at Bloomberg? You need a point.
80.
Oh, he's 83 years old.
Well, poo.
Happy heavenly birthdays. We got three here for you. Carol Brady. She had a lot of kids, three bonus kids. Florence Henderson.
Oh, yeah. I almost called her Florence Nightingale.
Should have been
that
90.
That was the lady with the pips.
It was. You saw a pip at a gas station the other day.
I did. That was a pimp.
Oh, that's what it
is. And hey, you're too quick
nah,
for
that. Aren't
you
that's somebody pimp? Who can't walk right.
Oh. That's a gimp.
Florence Henderson would be 91.
You know, at least it's better than what they used to call him an invalid. That's, like, awful. It's like you're not even valid. You're invalid.
Invalid.
Oh, it's awful.
Happy heavenly birthday to Billy Crystal's partner in Running Scared. He was also in the Cotton Club. G.H.
Gregory Hines.
Gregory Hines would be 79 years old today.
He was so good.
And this gentleman, nobody knows where he's buried, though. If you watch any mafioso, they say most likely.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Yep. In the water. He would have been 102 years old.
He's in the water?
Cement shoes. Not under Giant Stadium.
Okay.
They got it as maybe he died in 1975.
Yeah.
All the guys are like, look, most likely he was driven out to sea in the cement shoes.
Yeah. He got a Viking's funeral. If you didn't set him on fire and send him down the river and you just dropped him to the bottom with cement shoes on, much like that.
That's why I believe the mafia killed JFK, because a lot of those guys say, yeah,
dude,
it did happen.
I'm going to tell you.
Because
I
of
saw,
his brother.
This is the part with AI that is, I mean, it truly, truly, truly is very scary. I saw a video yesterday, and it's allegedly the video that the trucker took at the JFK assassination.
Yeah, he just sold it.
But it made its way to the internet, allegedly. Because on this one, you see JFK gets shot in the throat. You see the body react. And as Jackie turns to help him, you obviously see the driver of the limo turn around and shoot him in the head.
I saw
dude,
that.
Dude, you... I mean, I don't know if it's real.
It can't be, right? Because the headshot, the velocity that it came from... Oh, and like
send him forward. Like you, if you were standing there and that really happened, you would see two bullets come in different directions. You see him go this throat. That's the natural what everybody thought. But then right before she crawled up to go over the back, you see the guy just turn around with, but no puff of smoke from the gun or anything. And I'm like, is that one of those CIA guns, you know, that...
It can't be real, right?
It's not real.
What's it called? It's like air pressure. It's not really... What's the word?
Ergonomic?
No, it's not ergonomic. That's what I'm wanting to say, but it's not. Whatever.
Aeronautical?
Air pressure.
God, Paige.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I drank with him early in the
morning. We had wine this morning.
Oh, wine, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I thought you had the oil with the white roots.
The champagne.
No.
And that throat milk.
Thank you for listening. Enjoy your Valentine's Day. Wash your hands. God bless America. Rewipe.
Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.